South Carolina Republicans Seek Professional Licenses for Biden's Migrants. By John Binder on February 19, 2023. Republicans in South Carolina are working with Democrats on legislation that would allow thousands of border crossers released into the United States by President Joe Biden's administration to secure professional licenses to take white-collar jobs. Republican State Reps. Neil Collins, Bill Herb Kurzman, Mike Akowski IV, Jason Elliott, Cal Forrest Jr., Jerry Carter, and R. Ray Felder are sponsoring the legislation, which would open professional licenses to border crossers who have been awarded work permits by the Biden administration after having arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border. A number of Democrats are also sponsoring the legislation. A person who has a current and valid employment authorization approved by federal immigration authorities shall be eligible for occupational or professional licensure under the provisions of this title provided all other applicable requirements are met, the legislation reads. The legislation's impact is more significant than ever as it would coincide with the Biden administration's years-long implementation of an expansive catch-and-release network that includes a parole pipeline. That pipeline has helped at least 1.7 million border crossers make their way to American communities, with hundreds of thousands securing work permits in the process, while awaiting asylum and immigration hearings. Forward.us, billionaire Mark Zuckerberg's mass migration lobbying group, is a major proponent of such legislation across states as they seek to grow the U.S. workforce, to the benefit of their backers, with as much immigration as possible. Republicans in other red states, under pressure from business donors and local chambers of commerce, have enacted similar legislation. Most notably, Republicans in Arkansas passed legislation in 2021 that awards professional licenses to illegal aliens enrolled in former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. Governor Asa Hutchinson, R., then signed the bill into law. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, R., likewise, signed a similar bill into law after Republican state legislators approved a measure to open professional licenses to dock illegal aliens and foreign nationals on temporary protected status, TPS. In Georgia, Republicans and Governor Brian Kemp, R., approved three pieces of legislation that are set to weaken the state's professional licensing requirements, opening them to border crossers and illegal aliens under the guise of aiding military spouses. Colorado hugely expanded access to professional licenses, abolishing a prior requirement that job seekers must be in the U.S. legally. Instead, illegal aliens can now obtain such licenses. Still unclear is the number of border crossers released into the U.S. interior by the Biden administration and given work permits, who have ended up in South Carolina and benefit from the legislation. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, refuses to make public such data. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.